Hi guys, I'm Nea Reber and I'm in UMK 2025 with my song Nightmares. It's a banger pop and this is Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away. Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. We're building another bridge this time all over to Finland. Last year, it was an amazing UMK season where we had a chance to speak to several artists from last year's pre-selection, almost everyone.
Right? Almost all of them, including Windows 95 man, who got up in front of the camera while I was speaking to him and did a little shake, little shake. Very, very interesting and awkward at the same time.
Anyway, this time there's a lot of other artists, you know, taking part in UMK 2025. One of them is also Nea Reber, which is competing in the Finnish pre-selection with the song Nightmare. Nightmare?
Nightmares, plural. So I think we should have a little listen to her nightmares before we keep going. I don't get too lost in myself, won't let me crawl in under my skin. I don't feel the dark, feel my car. Yeah, so of course, pop banger. So this was the first song released, as you know, Finland does every year. They release one at a time, and it was, I think, a smart move on broadcaster Ulla's part to put her out first, because she certainly got a lot of interest in people talking about UMK this year. And I've seen pretty much only positive reaction to this on social media.
Well, you know, the song is definitely a banger, just the one that you need to kick in to Eurovision 2025 season. But you know, let's make this bridge to Helsinki, to Finland, to see what Nea Reber has to say about her upcoming appearance on UMK stage.
First of all, like, just how are you doing? You must be completely overwhelmed with all the interviews and all the kind words and just the hype that's been building. Everywhere I look on the fandom, on social media, people are talking about Nightmares and everyone is just so excited. So how has it been getting all this feedback and all this attention?
I mean, it feels amazing. Like, I feel like Eurovision fans, they get the song. They hear the elements that I'm, you know, made. Because it's a modern pop song, but it still has those banger elements that work on Eurovision. So I love that people are hearing that. And I'm so excited my song went to US and everything. Like, this is so crazy. It's crazy. Like, not a one song in UMK history has gone to the pop lists in the US before this.
That's absolutely insane. But speaking of which, you've got strong ties to the US. Of course, you're from Finland, but your career kind of took off in Los Angeles. And I read this story online. I don't know if our listeners know about it. Can you tell us about that? How, like, a small town Finnish girl ends up making it big in LA?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. It's like from a movie. It's a movie kind of story. So I was on vacation with my friend in 2015. And I had posted, like, singing videos on Instagram. And a local producer from Los Angeles found me through hashtags on Instagram. And he found my singing videos and he reached out to me and was saying, like, hey, Nea, you have an amazing voice. Like, do you want to come to the studio and let's work on songs and, like, let's start writing songs? And I didn't know anything about music business at that time. But we connected and we became friends. And 1 year later, him and his girlfriend, they had a roommate and the roommate moved out. And the producer was like, hey, Nea, you should just move to LA and let's start making songs. And I was like, well, I'm young. That's one of my biggest dreams. Like, of course I'm going to do it. So I saved money. I packed two bags, left my small town in Finland and moved to Los Angeles and started writing songs. And the third song I ever wrote with that producer, and it was actually the third song I've ever written in English, got placed in a Hollywood movie soundtrack. So it's a crazy story. And I feel like at that time, I didn't even know how big that opportunity was. I was like, okay, you just go to the studio and write songs and they go to movies. But it's not like that. But yeah, that's the way my career started. After that, I did some networking with other Finnish music creators who lived in LA, and I got my name out there. So I signed a publishing deal and I became a songwriter first, and I wrote songs for other people. And 4 years ago, I decided to move a little bit away from the co-writing and I started working on my solo career. And now I've been an artist for 2 years, and now I'm in UMK going for Eurovision. That's my story in a short time. Yeah,
that's amazing. So like things were going seemingly well in the US. You'd released some singles. So why now? Why make the jump back to Finland, to UMK?
Because I live in Finland. I'm from Finland, and I also, my goal is to, you know, get my music out there to the whole world. It's amazing that my songs and my music is playing in the US, but I also like, I want to go to Europe and everywhere. So I feel like UMK and Eurovision is the perfect opportunity to me to do that.
Yeah, I can tell you it's being played on the way to work every morning here in Canada too.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
So, so speaking of the song of Nightmares, I mean, I listened to your first single All the Way, and mm-hmm. like that had such like a nice, almost happy message, you know, that fighting for love and such a nice vibe. And now you've got this other banger out, Nightmares, from love to a nightmare. So what's this new song about, and how is it kind of like a leap from your first single?
Yeah, Nightmares is a different one, like lyric wise, and it's about surviving traumatic life experience. It's very personal to me, and the message I want to send with this song to people, it's the people who have been hurt or has gone through similar stuff and are just thinking that how can I manage this all, like how can I survive this. And I want to send a message that someday you will, like it will get better. You will see the light after seeing Nightmares for so long. So that's my message to it. I mean, it's a sad kind of story, but it's also super powerful, and it's an empowerment song about healing.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because it's almost like you, if you're not really paying attention, you miss that because it's such a banger. You could be in a club just dancing away to it and not realize what the message is because you're just so happy from the music. But yeah, if you dig a bit deeper, it's a bit different.
Yeah, I loved that it's a really powerful lyric, but I turned it into a banger, you know. Yeah. So that's really nice.
So I saw on your TikTok the other day, on your social media, you were actually posting a video in your sauna and you were singing Nightmares. So, and you kind of left it a bit open-ended. So, because you're talking about the vocal breathing on it was crazy. So how is the song difficult to sing, and how does the sauna help?
I just love singing in my sauna area because the acoustics are so amazing. Like it's, you know, it feels super nice to sing there. And Nightmares is it's vocally really like challenging for me as a singer, but I love it because I love to sing. But it's about like breath work. With Nightmares, there's a lot of like tight spots that you have to remember to take air so you can manage to sing, because there's not long, super powerful, like long notes. It's more like, I do like this with my body. So it's definitely the vocal breathing that on that one is challenging, but I can manage.
Okay. And speaking of managing, so you, like we're less than a month out now. Have the talks about your staging taken place and between you and I think, is it Yle? Yle?
Yeah.
Right?
Yle.
Have the conversations been going back and forth so far on that?
Yes, the staging, we're working on it. It's looking amazing. I can't tell too much, but there's going to be some elements from the music video
Okay.
And I also saw my outfit. Like, we're working on the outfit. It's gonna be different from the music video, and it's looking so beautiful. Like, I'm gonna look like a superstar.
I can only imagine based on the
Yeah.
video.
Yeah.
I can see in my head already lots of fog, lots of lasers, maybe some dancers, maybe you bouncing around a bit, just going crazy. Oh my God, I can't
Yep.
wait. Can't
Yep.
wait. All right. We'll leave it there because we don't want to spoil it. Don't want to get you in trouble.
Yes.
But before you go, obviously, like this is a Eurovision contest. So what's your relation to Eurovision? Is it something that you grew up with, or is it something like myself in Canada that I found later in life? Or do you have memories going back to your childhood?
Yeah, I've been watching Eurovision since I was like 10 years old. And I remember in Finland, the show came like really late. It was like nighttime, and I was like begging my mom, like, please let me watch it, please let me watch it. And she let me watch it. So yeah, I've been watching Eurovision since I was a little kid. So getting this opportunity is a dream come true. I'm this close to getting like make my dream come true and singing in Eurovision stage.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I've heard in
Yeah.
other interviews you're a big fan of Lorde and Carria, of course, like
Yeah,
we all are.
yeah.
But do you have any other songs or any other countries that you like paying attention to in Eurovision?
I think I love all those like powerful female show, like the Fuego one. Oh, it's
Yeah.
so good, Eleni. And I also one of my favorites is Ani Lorac, Shady Lady. It was in 2008, I think. But I feel like I was watching that show and I was so inspired by it. I was like, wait, I want to do that. Like, beautiful, amazing woman singing amazing, and the show was amazing. And also Greece, Helena Paparizou, that one also. Yeah.
And these women, they just toss them around, they throw them around, they're jumping, they're dancing, and they don't lose their breath. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah,
It's amazing.
me neither.
And you'll be hopefully the next in that line of women that had these big bangers that everyone always remembers.
Yes, I want
You've
to be
set
there.
yourself up for that. Yes, we're gonna cross our fingers. Before we go, any last things that you want to say or any last message maybe to fans in English or even in Finnish maybe for the Finns listening that can vote for you this coming February?
Yes, first I want to say, let's celebrate Eurovision year 2025. This is already feeling amazing. I'm super excited. And I want to say thank you for all the feedback and support I've gotten from nightmares. I'm so overwhelmed by the support. And to my Finnish listeners, now it's time to vote for Banger Pop from Finland. Like, now it's the time. I think it's been 6 years that, like, bands and guys and rock and stuff like that has won in UMK. So now it's time to bring female energy, banger pop to Eurovision.
That is a wonderful message, and that's true. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's time for some. We had a rough year last year with Eurovision. Time for some healing. Time for some renewal. Time for something new. So
Exactly.
I think you're on your way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
joining us today, and
Thank you.
best of luck in UMK. We'll be watching, and we can't wait.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye bye.
Thank you again to Naya River, who is competing in UMK with Nightmares this year. What a lovely, lovely interview that was, Dave, I have to say.
I know, and I love her story. Like, it's so serendipitous how she's just in LA, meets these producers, they love her, they become friends, they help her with her career, and all of a sudden she goes from songwriter to, hey, I should be the one on stage. And when she performs at UMK, she didn't say this in the interview, I read this after, it's gonna be the first time she performs live
Oh,
anywhere
wow.
ever, so
Wow.
no pressure at all.
This is amazing. This is fantastic. But I think, from having social media around, we can always see, how the Eurovision fandom embraced that song. And I mean, not to even mention ending up in charts in the US.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's charted around the globe. Her songs have been featured in feature films in Hollywood. Like she's really done a lot in a few years, and her social media is blowing up now. She just released a TikTok. Obviously, I spoke to her in the interview about it, where she was in the shower. Sorry, not the shower. Everyone else is in the shower, but of course, in Finland, you sing in the sauna. Exactly. So, of course. So she talked about that. So her socials are interesting. I think she's doing a really good job, like, not just obviously of the song, but like the whole media circus around this. She's doing a really good job of getting the interest and the hype up. And yeah, we'll find out soon how she does. Like, I can't wait to see it on stage.
And this is pretty much it from us. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We are Building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. And also don't forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Until the next time, see you soon. Bye.